Welcome back to Riders Field and the Cacique pregame show. You're ahead of game two between the Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. We sat down yesterday with Riders infielder Max Wagner, and today we continue that conversation talking about his season so far and a new hobby that picked up for him last year. Let's play part two of that conversation right now. We've remarked this season about it feels like you just hit home runs in bunches, whether that was your big year at Clemson or this season, you'll hit 4-3 games or you'll go on a stretch where you just tear into them. Is there something to that? Do you look at the way you've performed this season and be like, man, there's some short stretches where I hit a bunch of homers?
I mean, I definitely like think of it, but I don't be like, all right, I just hit a homer. Like, when's the next one coming? It's just sticking to, you know, my approach, looking at the pitcher's plan and what they like to do, and kind of just, you know, making the best effort of trying to, you know, succeed against that pitcher or that pitch. I was talking to my buddy with the Orioles last night, and I'm like, the difference between this year and last year is I'm hitting more of those mistake pitches or those pitches over the heart of the zone where before, you know, I was falling off or stuff like that. So this year, you know, I've done a pretty good job of capitalizing on mistakes from pitchers, and, you know, because obviously, like I said, hitting is very hard, and, you know, these pitchers, you know, they got some nasty stuff, and they like to hit the corners and stuff like that and make it hard on us hitters, and, you know, got to be able to, you know, capitalize on the mistakes that they make.
If that's the difference between last year and this year, what do you attribute, you know, the reasoning to that to?
It's a great question. I just think, obviously, another year under my belt, another year of seeing, you know, pitching and stuff like that, and, you know, it could just be the body is, you know, getting more used to the movement and getting used to the pitch types and stuff like that. Obviously, getting healthier, getting stronger is definitely another big part. I don't have a direct answer for that, but it's been a fun time here, and I've really liked being here so far.
With Max Wagner here on the Cacique pregame show, last couple ones for you. I heard you're really into baseball cards, and you've got an Instagram account that's for sport cards. First of all, do you want to shout that out so people can go follow you? And then how did you get into that as a hobby?
Yeah, it's Wags_collects. It was actually pretty much last year around this time, right when Topps Chrome MLB came out last year. We were in Altoona, Pennsylvania, the Pirates AA, and played a noon game. And if you've ever been to Altoona, there's not a whole lot to do around there. So we found a sports card place, and they had a bunch of Topps Chrome. So I spent a lot of money on a lot of cards that whole entire week, and I hit a 5/5 Chandler Simpson auto, who I played against in the Northwoods League. And ever since then, I've kind of been hooked. So it's definitely grown over this past year. Obviously having the Instagram account and, you know, doing stuff like that was just fun, just because, you know, I play against a lot of these guys that, you know, have cards and stuff like that. And I always try and buy one or two of the guys I play against. And yeah, it's a fun little hobby.
What are some of the other highlights of the collection?
So obviously, being from Green Bay, I'm a big Packer fan. So I got some Matthew Golden, Jordan Love downtowns. Then I just got a lot of prospects. I'm a big first Bowman auto guy. So I got a lot of different prospects around the minors that, you know, performing well, or just guys I played against that I thought was really good. Like, I picked up after Ryan Sloan pretty much went perfect on us. I picked up two of his cards right away. I was like, this dude's gonna be something someday. I know he has a card account, actually. I always try and pick up guys that I play against, because I feel like I have a little insider info of like, all right, this guy is pretty good ball player. I feel like I should maybe pick up some of his cards. It's just, like I said, it's a fun hobby. And some of my buddies, you know, see my Instagram account, they're like, hey, like, I want to get into it. Like, where do I start? So I, you know, I kind of take them down how it started for me and stuff like that.
What about teammates? Anyone from this team who you've got cards of?
So it's funny. Before I was with the Rangers, I was just on a stream, and I got a Dylan Dreiling autograph card for like $10. And I was like, remember him in college. But nothing, don't have a personal like connection, and obviously come here, get to meet him. Now he's my roommate, one of my good friends. So that was like one of the first cards that I got of his. Other than that, I don't believe so. I know, but me and Dylan, we're roommates, so he's also into cards, so we're buying, selling, we're doing all that stuff all the time, and it's just a lot of fun.
I assume that one to you is worth more than $10 now.
Yeah, I would assume he's had a pretty good year. I'll never tell him that, you know, keep him humble, but no, it's just been fun being around him, and yeah.
Well, that's Max Wagner here on the Cacique Pregame Show. Max, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We'll be right back with Baylor Scott & White Health starting lineups.